27th day of the month. People will come from east and west, from north and south, and will eat in the kingdom of God. Luke 13, verse 29. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Today we consider what it means to say that the church is Catholic. Few words have occasioned so much misunderstanding as this one. Some churches that use the Apostles' Creed or Nicene Creed refuse to follow the standard wording, and instead of saying Catholic, they say Christian or Universal. The second of the alternatives is the correct one. Catholic, far from meaning one particular branch of the church, means the entire tree of the church, so to speak. The Roman Catholic Church is that part of the universal church headquartered in Rome, but Protestant bodies could well argue that they are Lutheran Catholics or Presbyterian Catholics or Methodist Catholics, for example. To affirm the Catholicity of the church is to remind ourselves that our sisters and brothers in the faith that are scattered across the whole earth using various languages, liturgies, and customs, but all give allegiance to Jesus Christ as God's messenger of grace and peace. Too often we focus so much attention on the work of our own congregation, our denomination, that we lose sight of the Church Catholic. To the extent that we do this, we diminish our appreciation for the diversity of the Christian family. Opening prayer. Let all the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you, for you have created all and redeemed all. You have established a church, calling it to be faithful in every time and place. Draw together all who are one in Christ, that across the whole earth there may be witnesses to you to the glory of your name. O God, one in diversity. O God, three in unity. Amen. Psalm 67. God, mark us with grace and blessing. Smile! The whole country will see how you work. All the godless nations see how you save. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Let all far-flung people become happy and shout their happiness because you judge them fair and square. You tend the far-flung peoples. God, let people thank and enjoy you. Let all people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessing, O God, our God. You mark us with blessing, O God. Earth's four corners honor him. From the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. I also am mortal like everyone else, a descendant of the first-formed child of earth, and in the womb of a mother I was molded into flesh. Within the period of 10 months, compacted with blood from the seed of a man and the pleasure of marriage, and when I was born, I began to breathe the common air and fell upon the kindred earth. My first sound was a cry, as is true of all. I was nursed with care and swaddling clothes, for no king has had a differing beginning of existence. There is for all one entrance into life and one way out. Therefore I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called on God, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepters and thrones, and I accounted wealth as nothing in comparison with her. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold is but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. I love her more than health and beauty, and I chose to have her rather than light, because her radiance never ceases. All good things came to me along with her, and in her hands uncounted wealth. I rejoice in them all, because wisdom leads them. But I did not know that she was their mother. I learned without guile, and I impart without grudging. I do not hide her wealth, for it is an unfailing treasure for mortals. Those who get it obtain friendship with God, commended for the gifts that come from instruction. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 23 through 25. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, once again they will speak this word in the land of Judah, and in its cities when I restore their fortunes. The Lord bless you, O abode of righteousness, O holy hill. Judah and all its cities will dwell together in it, the farmer and they who go about with the flocks. For I satisfy the weary ones and refresh every one who languishes. From the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. From the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 18 through 35. The disciples of John reported to him about all these things. Summoning two of his disciples, John sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?" When the men came to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?'" At that very time, he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. And he answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me." When the messengers of John had left, he began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who were splendidly clothed and lived in luxury are found in royal palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I say to you, among those born of women there is no one greater than John, yet he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." When all the people and the tax collectors heard this, they acknowledged God's justice, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected God's purpose for themselves, not having been baptized by John. "To what then shall I compare the men of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. And they say, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep.' Brother John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you said, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children." These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A prayer titled Humility, by Lisa DeGrenia, from the pamphlet 9 Prayers for 2024 General Conference. Jesus, you are gentle, lowly, vulnerable. You win the world with your love, sacrifice, and humility. You chose to be with us in the fullness of humanity. Your power is made perfect in our weakness. Our transparency, our vulnerability, our surrender, our openness to you speaking through others, our embracing all we share in common, our honesty with our dusty condition. Free us from posing as experts with all the answers. Free us from silver-tongued speech and manipulation. Free us from human conceiving and scheming. Let us know nothing with certainty other than the eternal truth that you are the Anointed One, the liberating King, who is crucified on our behalf and raised triumphant. We receive you and your saving. We welcome your wisdom, authority, and leading. We entrust all you have given us back into your hands, so our faith, the faith of those we serve, and the faith of those yet to believe, may be rooted in you alone, for the honor and glory of your name. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick, living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.